views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well. Glad to have you with us again, once again, every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery. Yeah. Hey, what a fascinating show prior to mine, and you're going to be hear that little History of Vashon show every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. So tune in for that if you want to hear more. Boy, I didn't realize the ferry system here had such a colorful background. Well, Vashon basically has a pretty colorful background anyway, and I love what he said about keeping Vashon weird and keep Vashon entertaining, because it certainly is that. Been some drama here over the last week. I'm not going to get into news articles, but a lot of people know what's going on, and it's all about, I guess it comes down to, it's all about change. So, personally, I, Tom Walston, want to thank you so much for tuning in today. And if you can't tune in today, go to the Voice of Vashon website, go to the archived shows, and you can replay pretty much any show that's aired here on Voice of Vashon, your listener-supported island connection at 101.9. So, since I've spoken with you folks last week, it's been kind of a whirlwind. I've done some traveling, went over to Europe for a couple of days and come back. And unfortunately or fortunately, a lot of things haven't changed. This next week, I get to go to Minneapolis. I'll tell you more about that next Tuesday because I will leave next Thursday. And if nothing else, it's for family matters, but hopefully I'll give you an update of kind of what's going on there. And, you know, there's a lot of people there that are really dealing with a lot of extra added stress right now for obvious reasons. And I'm going to replay an interview that I played last week from a doctor, a psychologist in Minneapolis, telling people how to deal with some of this extra stress that's going on. So I'll play that for you in just a minute. And then, do you remember the movie series that Vashon Youth and Family Services was able to provide to the public here on Vashon Island, thanks to a grant? Well, we had 28 Days with Sandra Bullock. We had, Forrest Gump. We had several other ones, but I've got the schedule for the movies that'll be coming out soon. In fact, the February one will be announced because we haven't really zeroed in on exactly what that one is going to be, but I have the rest of them all lined up and I want to share that with you in just a little bit later in the show. And Thursday of this week, I personally get to go down to Olympia because there are some legislative priorities that I would like to play a role in helping to address. And part of it is sounding our voices and expressing to the powers that be, the representatives from our districts here, the importance of funding for revenue to sustain community-based behavioral health and recovery supports. And I'll be talking to you about that in just a bit. So in the meantime, let's kick back and just relax a little bit. Can you take a deep breath? And let it out. There you go. Perfect. So, we will listen to the doctor, the good doctor in Minneapolis, talking about how we can relieve our stress.
Dr. Anna, and I'm a PhD psychologist based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I wanted to create a reel to share five things you can do to emotionally cope in the crisis that we're in. Obviously, there's a lot of different things that we can be doing. My expertise is in how do we emotionally and psychologically and behaviorally get through crisis. And I've been working with people for 20 plus years, oftentimes, who are in some kind of crisis situation. This is obviously like unprecedented, and many of us have no idea how to cope. But I just want to share with you five things that I would recommend right now, and I think that could help. Number one is that in crisis, you zoom in. So that means like just the next 15 minutes, just the next 30 minutes, just the next hour. Drink a glass of water, go for a walk, be present with your kids while you feed them. Take a shower before bed and then go to bed without looking at your phone. Like you just zoom in and make things small and focus on that, especially when things are really heightened. Number two, do your best to try to regulate your nervous system. And one of my favorite tools for that is called the basic maneuver. Physical therapists created it. It's a vagal nerve reset. And what you do is you clasp your hands behind your head. So both sides, I can't do it because I'm holding my phone, but you clasp your hands, put your thumb down your neck, you lay down on the ground, you do not move your chin, chin is up, and just the eyes go over to the right for 30 to 60 seconds until you feel a release, and then other direction to the left, 30 to 60 seconds until you feel a release. Ideally, you will feel kind of a letdown in your body, like something is letting go. That kind of gripping, bracing feeling should soften and release. When it is a very tough day on the nervous system, a very hard time, a very kind of like intense peak of crisis and chaos and fear like we're in now, I will recommend that my clients do this multiple times a day. I personally will do it multiple times a day. Other strategies for nervous system regulation are using temperature. So going outside and breathing in the cold air, giving yourself an ice bath in the face. So literally putting water and ice in a bowl and putting ice and water in a bowl and dunking your face. That activates the dive reflex. So if you think about jumping in cold water, it's like, whew, it's like a total reset. That's what that does. Cold shower, cold plunge, that could also work as well. Also like a dark shower using essential oils or a bath, like just using temperature to kind of help your nervous system out. Other things to think about with your nervous system, and it ties into my next recommendation, is to be mindful of exposure. So there is this kind of tough like pull of really wanting to know what's happening, but being completely flooded and overwhelmed and triggered by what's happening. And we all have to kind of find our own sweet spot with that. But there becomes a point where you know enough to know what's happening and you need to give yourself a break. So that is the other thing I would say from a nervous system perspective, is being mindful of if you're flooded, maybe you reduce the kind of stimulus or the exposure to things that are triggering, such as Instagram, Facebook, the news, etc. Third thing, everyone copes differently. So there can sometimes be this feeling of I should be doing X, or feeling bad that you're not doing XYZ in a situation like this. We are all different. So some people are very extroverted. They take their fear and their anger and they externalize it and they do stuff and they get out there. That is not everyone's personality. Other people may be more introverted or more internal. And so what feels doable to them is maybe like a donation or doing something kind for a neighbor. We all have our own way of coping, and that is okay. Fourth thing I recommend in a situation like this is kind of faith, honestly. And I don't necessarily mean that in like a religious or like dogmatic sense of the word, but something that I've been thinking about a lot and relying on is this idea of like kind of balance in ecosystems and how things are always essentially trying to balance out. So we're in this big swing in a negative direction. I do believe, I don't know when, but in time that will counterbalance with more compassion, more regard for others, a heightened like focus and priority on morality and empathy and all of these aspects that honestly we've kind of been slacking on in our culture that have been deteriorating. So there is this like horrible swing. How do you even describe it, right? Like this horrible swing, but I do think that it's going to come back the other direction at some point and we're going to be better for it. So that is a fourth thing that I'm hanging on to, is just that belief. The last thing, the fifth thing that I want to recommend to you that I think is crucial is to not be hard on yourself in a time like this. I think one of the reasons why our country is struggling as much as it is that there is so much unhealed trauma, so much kind of self-hate that then gets translated to being racist, misogynistic, violent, cruel. I've never met somebody who really truly loves themselves that acts in a really cruel, inhumane manner. And so one thing that you can do is you can be loving towards yourself in this situation. So not beating yourself up if you're not focusing, or being mean to yourself if you're sad or angry or upset or irritable or whatever that is. One very small concrete thing is just to be kind to yourself and really committed to that. And the kinder you are to yourself, I do think that that energy translates into and has a ripple effect into all of your interactions. So that is another, you know, really kind of concrete thing that we can do. So these are my top kind of five tips of what I would share with you if you were my client in Minnesota right now, or just in our country more generally, to five things you can focus on to try to care for your own nervous system, your own well-being in an impossible and scary situation like this.
There you have it. Thank you so much, Doctor. We all need ways to help, you know, moderate what the heck's going on inside and outside of ourselves, and, you know, how we can best take care of ourselves. Self-care is really kind of what it all comes down to. So, be that as it may, let's just keep on keeping on, shall we? Okay, well, I'll tell you what, the next thing on my agenda here is to let you know when you can look forward to the next movies coming up, and we're going to check that out in just a moment. As soon as I get done playing some music for you. In fact, it's the theme song from one of our next films in the series, Free for the Community. This is some of the soundtrack from A Monster Calls.
I want to hand you my heart and let you carry the load. Nobody tells you anything you need to know. need a friend, but a friend is so hard to find. I need an answer, but I'm always one step behind. Guess it takes time.
Picture A Monster Calls. So that is going to be the March free movie. It's going to be March 17th. So be sure to mark that on your calendars. And with the rest of the series that Vashon Youth and Family Services has been able to provide the Vashon community for free. Yes, I said free at the Vashon Theater. That's going to be March 17th, A Monster Calls. Free popcorn, free candy, free sodas, and I think we might even throw in some pizza afterwards and having a discussion. So, and we always have a counselor on hand, too, from Vashon Youth and Family Services to help facilitate the discussion afterwards. The last one we had was it Forrest Gump, I believe? We had a great discussion afterwards and a really good turnout. So every show we have, more people get to show up and word gets around. So I don't have a title for you for the February show yet. And I think that one is going to be shown up at Orbit Youth Space. So that'll be February. But A Monster Calls, as I mentioned, will be March 17th. And they usually open doors at 5 or 5:30. And I'll give you more information on that next week, all right? So in April, the movie is going to be called The Hours. Are you familiar with that? Unfortunately, I'm not that familiar with that right offhand, but that's what it's going to be, The Hours. And then in May, Screenagers. And that's going to be co-sponsored by Varsa and VYFS. Screen Agers. So a really good one for youth, and there'll be an active discussion afterwards on that. And then, of course, that brings us right into June, where we have Pride Month. So there will be a Pride-themed film then for the public. And we haven't decided exactly on the particular film yet that's still in the works. So we'll let you know more about that. More will be revealed. How's that? So let's see here. What have we got next for you folks? I think I mentioned something about where I'll be next week, or where I'll be actually this coming Thursday. And that is, in fact, I got to be in Olympia at 7 a.m. Thursday. That's going to be a little bit early, but I'll tell you what, the items on hand that need to be addressed are extremely important because they are actually things that need to be addressed. So those are going to be including to generate dedicated revenue to sustain community-based behavioral health and recovery supports. So most of you island residents are aware of the treatment center, the inpatient treatment center that's going to be here on Vashon. And that is going to be, a 90-bed inpatient facility, 30 days. And it's going to be put on by the Seattle Indian Health Board. Now, before people start getting all excited about that, it is not just open to natives of the area. It's also open to non-native residents and people of King County as well, and other counties. And I'm really excited about this myself. I'm also, if you want to get more information, you can join an organization I feel very proud to be part of, and that is the Friends of Thunderbird. So just Google that and you can find out exactly how to get more information on that. You might be asking, when is the opening going to be for that? Well, I can tell you right now, it is projected to be in July. So something to look forward to for that. So we're also looking forward to protecting frontline low barrier crisis response and recovery navigation services. Now, navigation services are the people that I might call, and when I say I mean the position that I hold at Vashon Youth and Family Services as the substance use professional clinical supervisor. When somebody calls me, they say that either for themselves or perhaps a loved one, this person is reaching out for help. It could be needing a detox facility to help get off either alcohol or an opioid or what have you. Recovery navigators help to coordinate that. And it could be a legal issue. Maybe there's a client that's incarcerated that can't get out until they have a drug and alcohol assessment to get them into an inpatient facility to get them help. So we really need public funds to be able to do that. So that's just two of the items that we're going to be able to address face-to-face with our legislators down in Olympia this coming week. That's going to be actually Thursday. So hopefully I'll be able to report back to you with some more information about that. So looking forward to that. A little bit of Michael Bublé for you this afternoon, bringing you right back home.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris or Rome, but I wanna go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you. I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more. Yeah.
Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. Just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. And I feel just like I'm living someone else's life. I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away. Paris, Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. Let me go home. It'll all be all right. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home.
So who did you help today? Who did you help today? Is the way I like to usually close off my shows, asking you that question, because it's really important that at the end of the day, we can actually be happy that we were able to be of service to somebody. And as I've mentioned several times before, sometimes being of service can be doing something nice for yourself, practicing some self-care. Nothing wrong with that, folks. Self-care is essential, and it's very, very important. So, you know, take some time for yourself and keep remembering, if you don't take care of yourself, nobody's going to do it for you. So just hang in there. Hey, thanks for listening today. I look forward to being you, being, I look forward to being me too. I look forward to being with you again next Tuesday. So, in the meantime, please take good care of yourself and others. Thank you.